Former President Donald Trump ranked the worst president in American history. Oppenheimer wins big at the British Academy Film Awards. Chaos in Congress as usual. And Utah has a new law that might be unconstitutional. Additionally, a Vail Christian High School student receives a full-ride scholarship. A 4-H fundraiser is coming soon. Vail police used Narcan 9 times at a concert over President's Day weekend. And an Eagle County woman performed life-saving CPR on her own father. All of this and much more in the very second episode of Rewind with Alvaro Moren Garcia. Happy Saturday, everyone. My name is Alvaro Moren Garcia, and you're listening to Rewind. You know, part of being human is that you get to improve on the things you aren't necessarily the best at. The first episode of Rewind, admittedly, was rougher than I wanted it to be, but that doesn't mean that it always has to be rough. Each episode will be a bit better, and by, we'll have something strong and formidable. So I want to thank you for joining me on this path to making Rewind as best as it can possibly be. You're listening to episode 2 of Rewind with Alvaro Moren Garcia, a show under the My Future Pathways TV network. My Future Pathways serves and supports Eagle County's underserved youth and families in a holistic way to help them meet their full potential. They offer 2 youth centers in Eagle County, one in Gypsum and one in Edwards, mentoring opportunities every week, and a summer camp filled with field trips and tons of fun. And here's the kick, it's 100% free, no strings attached. If My Future Pathways interests you, please visit myfuturepathways.org. Just a reminder that Rewind with Alvaro Moren Garcia is available on all major podcasting platforms. Our first story is really interesting. The New York Times reported on Sunday that despite facing challenges in approval ratings, President Biden has been ranked the 14th best president in American history, according to a new poll by historians, positioning him ahead of Donald J. Trump, who is deemed the worst president ever. The survey suggests that Biden's significant accomplishment lies in restoring a more traditional style of presidential leadership and removing Trump from the Oval Office, even though the assessment of modern-day presidents remains a subjective and politically influenced exercise. So yeah, take that survey as you will. On Sunday, the 77th British Academy Film Awards were held. Oppenheimer, Christopher Nolan's blockbuster depicting the development of the atomic bomb, dominated the British Academy Film Awards, securing 7 awards, including Best Film, Best Director for Nolan, and Best Leading Actor for Cillian Murphy. Other successful films included Poor Things, which received 5 awards, and The Zone of Interest, a Holocaust-themed art house movie that also won 3 awards, including Best Film Not in the English Language. Alright, tons of retirements among the Republican caucus in the House this week. So far, 23 GOP lawmakers have decided not to seek re-election or resigned early, including 5 committee chairs. Many of them cite the dysfunction in the House since the 118th Congress began, while others simply are retiring from Congress for personal reasons or to run for other positions. The Alabama Supreme Court has ruled that frozen embryos are considered children under state law, sparking concerns about the impact on fertility treatments, as the decision allows for wrongful death lawsuits for destroyed embryos, prompting fears about the future of in vitro fertilization or IVF practices, and raising questions about freezing, donating, or destroying unused embryos, with fertility clinics receiving instructions to pause IVF treatments in response. Former President Trump called on Alabama lawmakers on Friday to protect in vitro fertilization, citing couples who are trying to have a baby. New data from Chartis, a Chicago healthcare advisory services firm, reveals that 141 rural hospitals have closed in the U.S. since 2010, with an additional 453 at risk of closure, predominantly in states like Texas, Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, North Carolina, Georgia, and Mississippi. In total, around 43% of rural hospitals in the U.S. are currently operating in the red zone. Tomorrow, voters in South Carolina will cast their ballots for the Republican presidential primary. At this point, only 2 candidates remain, former President Donald Trump and former South Carolina Governor and UN Ambassador Nikki Haley. Donald Trump is expected to win, despite South Carolina being Nikki Haley's home state. The polls, according to 538, show Trump at 63% and Haley at 33%. Last week, we covered the mysterious death of Alexei Navalny, the top critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. President Biden on Friday announced 500 new sanctions against Russia. Biden said the sanctions would target those connected to Navalny's imprisonment, as well as Russia's financial sector, defense industrial base, procurement networks, and sanctions evaders across several continents. Utah recently enacted the Utah Constitutional Sovereignty Act, allowing the state to challenge federal rules, a move driven by a Republican-led effort against perceived federal overreach. However, legal experts expressed skepticism regarding its constitutionality, citing potential conflicts with the Supremacy Clause. All right, now let's move on to local news for Eagle County, Colorado. Eagle Valley Jr. Cole Good finished his wrestling season with a 33-5 record and a fourth place finish at the 4A state tournament, expressing gratitude on social media. We extend a huge congratulations to Cole for a great season, and may he have a great senior season as well. Alright, this one is really impressive. The Vail Daily reported on Friday that Vail Christian High School senior Sutton Dodds was awarded a full tuition and board college scholarship through the Chick Evans Scholars Programs. What, you may ask, led to this scholarship? Caddying at Red Sky Golf Club, where he's worked since his freshman year. The Western Golf Association awarded the $125,000 scholarships to 325 high school seniors across the country this academic year. Sutton Dodds is one of only 10 Colorado students who received this scholarship. He will either match to the University of Colorado Boulder or to the University of Kansas, with a final decision being made on March 15th. As a fellow student in his graduating class who also received a full ride scholarship, I want to congratulate Sutton for this incredible achievement. Getting scholarships is hard, but getting a full-ride scholarship is even more hard. Words cannot describe how proud Sutton must feel of himself after getting the scholarship, and hopefully the Dodds family can celebrate this because it is a remarkable, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. The annual Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry fundraiser has raised nearly $400,000 in the past decade for scholarships, championship belt buckles, grants for club activities, and a quartet of $4,000 scholarships for club participants. This year's proceeds fund an additional scholarship in memory of former program director Jenny Leonetti. The event, in its 30th year, has grown to accommodate up to 500 people in the Eagle River Center, featuring entertainment, auctions, a petting zoo, a mechanical bull, and volunteers from the 4-H community. The Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry is scheduled for March 16th, with doors opening at 5 p.m. at the Eagle River Center in the Eagle County Fairgrounds. For more information and tickets, visit the Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry page on Eagle County's website. Alright, this is from the Vail Daily. Jenna Bierstow's CPR training, acquired through her employer, proved crucial when her father, Steve Bierstow, experienced sudden cardiac arrest at a gym in Homestead Court Club in late January, prompting Jenna to perform life-saving compressions until paramedics arrived. Starting Hearts, a nonprofit in Avon, provides CPR and AED training programs, highlighting the critical role of early care by bystanders in increasing the chances of survival from sudden cardiac arrest. We at My Future Pathways extend a lot of praise to Jenna at this time. A concert in Vail over President's Day weekend saw multiple Narcan deployments, according to the Vail Daily. The Vail Police Department was part of 9 deployments of Narcan, a nasal spray antidote to rapidly reverse opioid overdoses. Over-the-counter Narcan is available at multiple pharmacies in Eagle County, and all paramedics and law enforcement carry Narcan. Alright, and finally in local news, the United States Postal Service is addressing issues in Vail, including repairing a broken window at the Vail Post Office and damaged cluster boxes in West Vail, with plans to resurface the parking lot in spring. However, ongoing concerns about the condition of mailboxes throughout the town persist. Alright, that's all of this week's stories for national and local news for Eagle County, Colorado residents. As always, I want to extend a huge thank you to those who listen to Rewind with Alvaro Marin Garcia and support My Future Pathways TV. Just a reminder that Rewind with Alvaro Marin Garcia is available on every single major podcasting platform. Alright, have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week.